That is magic.
And it's complete for the touchdown. Corbett, the rookie, from Boomer. He grew up in Garfield, New Jersey, 10 minutes from Giant Stadium.
But short of a first down, Wayne Corbett. Corbett was able to work free. What a move by Wayne Corbett.
Absolutely unbelievable. You're talking about a kid who is just all heart.
Welcome to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Corbett and Robbie Sabo. Welcome back to the Underdog Jets podcast, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. That's the old DX, New Age Outlaws from the 90s, for those of you old enough to remember. I have number 80 here, Mr. Wayne Corbett, who was in Florham Park today, right?
Yeah, I was there today and a couple of days ago, so I got a chance to get a good look at the team.
Yeah, and it was a hot one today, this morning again, and it wasn't the sun. I mean, the sun wasn't even popping out. It was the humidity. I mean, I felt like I was swimming. It was so just moist. So
yeah. It was nice when it was overcast and the wind was going a little bit. But as soon as that sun came out, I was like, geez, man, I remember these days. I didn't make the whole practice, but I saw enough to know that, the offense looked more sharp today than a couple of days ago. But that's usually how it is. Defense usually is ahead of offense in the beginning, and they kind of catch up.
Yeah, the defense is way ahead of them right now. As you said, see, Rodgers, by the way, for anyone who said and tries to do this Skip Bayless bolt take stuff that Rodgers is done, he's too old, he's out of gas, you're crazy.
Who said that?
I've seen, not a lot of people, but I've seen some people say that. It is absurd. This guy hasn't lost a step whatsoever. Yeah. He's got the arm strength. He's accurate with the ball. He's scrambling around. I mean, he looks tremendous. He dominated on Saturday, the first public practice that you were there. He was dominant on that day.
Let's keep a list of these so-called professionals and experts and bring it up midway point or at the end when he's got, close to 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns and we're in the AFC champ. You know what I mean? It's just, just people want to talk, it's stupid.
Yeah, I agree. And that's my next big website idea, by the way. There should be a website that takes receipts or keeps receipts for these hot take artists,
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen every year. And majority of the time, they're going to be wrong. And the one time they're right, they're going to say, I told you so, and this and that. But looking at Rodgers, even just warming up kind of on the sideline where he's throwing to the receivers, it comes out, man. It comes out quick, tight, and hard in the right spot. This guy is in no way, he's got years left in him. And I'm glad he came out and said this isn't a one-year thing he's here for.
How good is that? I mean, he took a pay cut. And that's the other thing. There were hot take artists. He'll never take a pay cut. It'll never happen. Go after Carr. He took a massive pay cut. Wants to stick it to the Packers. Wouldn't do it for Green Bay. Will do it for the Jets. It's funny. I mentioned wrestling at the top, but they're kind of, with Dalvin Cook sticking it to Miami, and it looks like he's going to be a Jet pretty soon. He's visiting the Jets this weekend, and Aaron Rodgers sticking it to Green Bay. It looks like, these two guys, the Jets are the heel capital of the world.
Yeah. I said this early on when they get him, with that defense, with the beautiful facility and the history and the turnaround, it's still a crazy amount of money. People say, but listen, he's giving up $30 million or whatever it is. And these vet who want to win a Super Bowl are coming for 60, 70 cents on the dollar. And it happens. It happens with all teams that guys take less, like a Dalvin Cook or someone. And Joe Douglas is going to go after all of them. And you can't say, oh, we have enough of this or have enough of that. You get someone like Dalvin Cook, you got to take a shot at him.
Yep. And folks, this is why when you take over a struggling franchise, and you're rebuilding the team. This is why you don't go crazy in free agency, the first offseason, the second offseason. This is why you wait. You build the nucleus first. And Joe Douglas didn't do that. He, you know, he picked up Carl Lawson, DJ Reed, who's turning into tremendous signing. A couple other guys. He didn't go crazy. He knew he needed that nucleus first. That was cost efficient, which they are. Sauce, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, EVT. And now you could bring some guys in, and that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I talked to him briefly today. I just told him I thought he was doing a great job. Yeah. I was looking at, let me find it, from the deal he got for Jamal Adams. It is crazy what he got in the Jamal Adams trade. I mean, essentially, he got Garrett Wilson. He got all these guys.
Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, we traded Jamal and Kobe Bryant. Yeah. And in the return, we basically got Vera Tucker, Garrett Wilson, and Bradley McDougal. I mean, you got two guys are going to be Pro Bowl every year, and Jamal, you know, always hurt. Adams is non-existent. You won't even see another 33 jersey in the stands anymore. Right. So I wanted one comment by AC. It says, Wayne is the man, exclamation, Robbie, you're all right.
I'm all right. I'll take it. I'll take it.
I just, you know, I want to start it off right with the how do you feel about that?
I'll take it. AC, I appreciate it. I'll take the all right. Is it all right with an L or is it just I?
No, it's A. It's, yeah.
Okay. I'll take it. Thank you, AC. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, I mean, Joe Douglas done a great job. Anybody, you know, is available, they're going to take a look at. They're not just in a rush to pick guys up. More guys have become available. Some guys get nicked up. But I think Joe Burrow, they gave him a scare today. I think it's just a calf strain, not as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, really quick. So the official draft picks, what they got was AVT, Garrett Wilson, McDougald, which was a throw-in. We all knew this. So AVT and Garrett Wilson alone right there, absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, is that definitely confirmed, a calf strain?
I saw it, but you never know. Let's concentrate on our team. Who are the someone mentioned an undrafted free agent. Some of them look pretty good. Any of
Yeah, so really quickly, we'll go through, since we brought up Burrow injuries. At one point today, Rodgers was so outmatched in terms of talent because Garrett Wilson wasn't participating, Corey Davis, and Lazard. He didn't have his top three guys. Hardman was the only guy out there. Garrett Wilson got hurt. He tweaked his ankle. Afterwards, Saleh said he's going to be okay. They're just taking it slow. It happened on a free play. Rodgers got the right DN to jump offside, and then he went one-on-one shot against DJ Reed. Threw it in a nice spot, but it was great coverage. And I guess Wilson came down and tweaked his ankle. He should be okay. All three guys should be okay, but he was outmatched today. The talent on the defense is unbelievable. But in their place, Irv Charles, undrafted guy who started at Penn State, then finished at IUP, Indiana, in Western Pennsylvania, a D2 school. He caught, he had one touchdown today, a nice little outbreaker in the red zone, caught it from Rodgers near the pylon. And Jason Brownlee, this other kid, he has been tremendous. He's the one that went up and caught the Zach Wilson bomb that was one-on-one. I forgot who he caught it against. It was kind of like a Moss catch where you go up and catch it over his helmet. And he had two touchdowns today with Rodgers. So those two guys are really playing well. Is he 16? Yep.
Yeah, I saw actually a social media picture of him talking to Aaron Rodgers, which is a good thing. I mean, for your Hall of Fame, you know, quarterback taking a second to just get in the kid's ear is awesome. Listen, for all you guys out there, remember that the Jets are a week ahead in training camp. Because of the Hall of Fame game. So there it is. Load management. Yep. It's going to happen with the Jets in the preseason. So if guys, you know, are out of practice or out of day, don't get too upset about it.
Here's the video. I was on the other side, so I didn't have a good angle of this in the red zone. I don't know who the corner was. Someone told me it was Sauce. That Sauce fell down or Brownlee kind of knocked him down. No flag thrown. I didn't even realize it was the first team. But however they got it done, hey. It worked.
Yeah, I talked to Randall Cobb a little bit today. I'm not sure if he's practicing some on the side, but you know, we were talking about Randall Cobb, and I looked up his statistics. Mm-hmm. He's had he's got big numbers, man.
For yes, he does.
For you know, his career, I know he's been a couple places, but most of them with Aaron Rodgers. So that's a guy that, you know, he's a role guy, but a guy like that's going to come in and perform.
Yeah, he hasn't participated in teams at all yet, which is interesting, but he's more like a coach. Like, you see him in between, you know, when teams are happening, you got the line of offensive players behind, and then the coaches in front a little bit. Cobb is kind of in the middle, in between both the coaches and the players. So he's really involved.
Got a live chat. Who is Irv Charles? Does Irv Charles the next Krebet or the next Krebet? Spell my name wrong.
Yeah, no, Irv Charles is not the next Krebet. He's so big. If he just gained 10 pounds, he'd be a tight end.
Gotcha.
This guy is, I mean, he was a Penn State recruit, so he has a lot of talent. Something happened, I'm not sure, where he ended at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, a D2 school on the western side. They had him last year. He was on the practice squad. They really liked the kid, and he's filling in, man. Him and Brownlee are filling in on the first team, and they're playing pretty well. Here's a nice call out. Irv Charles had a really nice block on a design pass play screen, a quick screen to I think it was a running back, but
yeah,
it might've been a bubble with the running back lined up as a receiver. Wasn't a stalk block, and he just great position, hands in the perfect spot on the chest plate. It was really impressive for a young kid to pull up a block like that on Michael Carter II.
Yeah. Barney Miller, obviously appreciate the question. Hey, can you bring up my post yesterday? It's on Twitter or Instagram.
Yes.
It's funny. It's 28 years ago. There. Look at me, dude.
Number 3.
Look how skinny I am, man. I had a necklace on too. Why was I wearing it? It wasn't like it's probably like a $5 necklace from like Seaside Heights Boardwalk.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I don't remember. It's obvious that you got bigger once you got into the NFL the few years after that, but it doesn't register with me. I don't think about it like that. I thought you were big coming in.
I was like muscular and shredded, but like I put on, you know, the weight room in the Jets is a lot different from Hofstra.
Right.
Yeah. I, you know, got a lot bigger when I was there, but it's a lot lighter there, but it just looks weird, you know? And I love the former uniforms. What's your take on going back to
man, I couldn't love uniforms more than these new ones.
Yeah.
They are just, they're tremendous. Yeah. I don't love the current ones they have, you know, the black pants with the white top are okay, but these throwbacks are, I'm all in for changing them to those full time right now.
Yeah. It's, I love the 80s ones. I said they talk about the sack exchange ones, and I like the look, the skinnier numbers. Yeah. I'm going to have to get me a couple of those. Get me like a Wesley Walker, Altoon kind of.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, look at these all whites. This is a clat. This is a football uniform with the stripes, with the classic stripes.
No black outline.
Yeah, the wide collar. I mean, listen, not a lot of classic uniforms have the wide collar like that, but I love it. I love the wide collar. Did your jersey, the green helmet, have a stripe down the middle?
White stripe? Middle? No.
It didn't. No. For some reason, I thought a couple of those different versions had a stripe, but nonetheless, I mean, this is just a tremendous jersey.
I think mine downstairs, I have it, has a black face mask.
Yeah, there was a point where early 90s, it went from white and green to white, black, and green. Like they put some black in there, which was pretty cool at the time.
Looking at again, it's a lot of the comments from my post. You know, people have stories about, you know, the first time they saw me, you know, the first couple of days of camp to the second, and how people started noticing me. And then some people were like, I'm not gonna get his autograph, like he's not gonna be anything. And you know what? Everybody at that point didn't know. You know, I had a single digit number, which back then wasn't, you know, you know, like it is now, people wearing zero and all these.
Right. No. It, yeah. Single digit number meant, all right, have fun for the next month and then we'll see you next year.
Month.
Yeah.
Days. So it, listen, there's, you know, hundreds of comments and every single one was positive, remembering a game or seeing me or having my jersey and all these things. No trolls. I probably get that now, but dude, I appreciate all the comments. The support has always been there, and the fact that it's still there is tremendous. You know, it warms my heart.
Yep. What else happened? Rodgers, like we said, Rodgers dominated on Saturday. But other than Saturday, the defense has really won. Defense is talented. Today, Trey Dean, undrafted safety, popped Michael Carter on the sideline early in teams. And these guys, they don't go live to the ground like they do in the past. You're supposed to thump and that's it. But Dean hit him, wrapped, drove his legs and finished it off. And Greg Sinnott, backup lineman, took umbrage with it. And I don't care who says, hey, don't be a, you know, a Super Bowl hero in practice. If I'm Ulbrich or Saleh, I'm patting Dean on the back and saying good job, because he got the emotions started and things going. So I love that one.
Was that on the sideline by the fans?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw that. We saw, like, I was standing with Bruce Harper and Marty Lyons, Tony Richardson, those guys.
Where were you guys? Were you guys more towards the facility or
on the other side? More towards the facility. And it was just crazy because, you know, Bruce and Marty are talking about, like, how much sooner, you know, we were all in pads when we were in preseason. And it was just saying, like, I was saying, you know, the underwear Olympics, everybody's in t-shirts and shorts. Everybody looks good. But when you put the pads on, I think that's when I started to shine, and guys like Margie and stuff like that. So it's tough. It'd be tough to make a team like it is now with, you know, limited practices, not a lot of contact. But it was nice to see him banging a little bit today.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Quinnen Williams busted through on the first play of teams, stopped the run. They really are not having success running the ball right now. And I'm not,
that's a good comment. Wayne is able, what do you think of the Hard Knocks preview of Sauce versus Wilson? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. Let's look it up right now. Actually. I am noticing Hard Knocks. Their team is growing each day at camp. It feels like the first day there was just a group of four people running around with one camera.
I saw a drone in the sky today, which is, I'm assuming, from them.
Probably. Yeah. I didn't even see that, but yeah, I would assume so.
It's either that or, you know, Dolphins or Buffalo Bills up there watching us.
Let's see if this sound comes through. Hey guys watching live, comment if the sound's coming through or not.
Yeah, it's coming through.
Final time, he goes, finish it. Nice. Stick with that.
Yeah, that was the one.
I know.
That I tweeted about this. Sauce, this is that play happened first right here.
I saw it there.
And then those Garrett those Wilson came back and beat him on a slant.
Dude, listen.
Good team. Good team. Okay.
Yeah, he's just watching his hands.
He's absurd. Sauce is separation. Yeah, that was that first play.
These guys going against each other every day is just going to make them better. Like, so much better. Like the games are going to be easy compared to them two who know each other's techniques and moves and routes and stuff like that. Yeah, this is exciting stuff, man.
Yeah, that's good. And that play, Garrett Wilson beat Sauce. As soon as you saw Sauce talking to Rodgers right there, but as soon as the play was over, he looked in Rodgers' way,
right?
Smiled. He was like, okay, all right, let's go. And Rodgers was smiling back. He was pretty good.
What's your profile picture?
Oh, this is the community I grew up in PA, Gokey Lake. These were the courts that we played on every day right here.
Fancy. It's nice.
Hey, man, I made it out of the hood. Well, what can I say?
the rough streets of Colts Neck down here. My kids think, you know, I'm like, dude, you don't know nothing. These kids are so pampered. Yeah, Bruce Harper was there today looking like Papa Smurf. He's got the big white beard. And I love Bruce. And just talking about he went to Dwight Morrow High School in, like, you know, Englewood. And I was joking, like, if the high school was still there from the 1900s. But Bruce Harper, for everybody, you know, obviously Fireman Ed wears his jersey.
Yep, 42.
And just go back and see his highlights, man. He is something special. I love running into Bruce and Marty and all those guys.
Let's get you fired up too. If you have a comment, throw it out, but I'm going to get you fired up.
It's good. Belichick is at home flying his drone. Could be.
Yeah.
I remember when Parcells thought Buddy Ryan was up in that Sheridan, the Meadowlands Sheridan, thought he was up in the top floors. I heard this from Parcells.
When Buddy was with Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in walkthroughs, Parcells would have like Sims in the slot, in the center at receiver, at a tight end, the snapper, just to make it look like they're doing trick plays just to mess with them.
Oh,
Parcells. Everybody's so paranoid, man.
Speaking of coaches, I think Rex was there today too.
Was he?
I think I'm not 100% positive. I didn't recognize him because he's lost so much weight, but I think it was him.
I don't know the guy. I know his mouth, but I don't know the guy.
Yeah. But what did you think about what Sean Payton said?
So I saw a little bit of it. Yep. Mind his own business, man.
Yeah.
You know, I respected him, you know, as a coach, just, you know, obviously he had this, you know, the Bounty Gate scandal and this, that, and this. But listen, what does that matter? But the fact that people are talking about the Jets and this and that, that just means we're relevant and we're in people's minds, and everybody's kind of hating on the fact that we're getting these good players and we got these great young guys. Listen, everybody wants us to fail. You got to believe it. Everybody wants to be right. Same old Jets. It is not the same old Jets.
No, I generally agree with what Peyton's saying, that the team that wins the offseason generally disappoints, but this doesn't classify. The Jets didn't. He's talking about teams that win the offseason. Those are the teams that go crazy in free agency. This is a unique situation. They didn't do that. They got Aaron Rodgers and they already built a nucleus of young guys.
Yeah.
So this is so unique. This doesn't apply in my mind.
Yeah. So, and like AC said, Sal had the perfect response. Yeah. Listen, when you got a, you know, Coach Sal can say whatever he wants. Listen, I'm behind him. But when you get this, when you got the squad behind you, backing you up, it's nice for Salah and Joe Douglas to be like, okay, you'll see kind of thing. And it's true. You know, listen, we haven't done anything in years. I understand that. But you can talk a little smack now because they're going to back it up.
100%. Another call out, Tony Adams. I think he's going to be the free safety. He is playing so well. Undrafted kid out of... what school? Something Illinois. It'll come to me, but he is playing so well and they need that range back there. He's moving east to west really well. Him and Whitehead, I think, are going to be the starting strong safeties.
I told you last, I love Whitehead. Didn't, you know, he wasn't a massive factor. You didn't hear his name good or bad, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But when he was the Buccaneers, he was something out there. Just people ask me if Parcells hates the Jets. No, he doesn't hate the Jets. I see him every blue moon, and it's weird. He's so gentle in his old age, you know, so nice. There's no like busting my chops or criticizing. He's just happy. He's up at Saratoga. He tells his stories, minds his business. And I look forward to seeing him up there every year, man. It's just different when you're out of the stress of being a coach and the media, and you can just kind of enjoy life and remember the good times.
He's not trying to push those buttons to get number 80 extra motivated, I should say.
Yeah. I tell you, man, my bucket list was the Gatorade Bill Parcells from being a Giant fan growing up. And I got his ass too.
AFC East. Yeah. AFC East.
Champ. Best part about it was January up in Buffalo, dude. Mm-hmm. I know it was cold, man. And I got him, and we smiled and hugged. I got the picture. He signed it for me. He doesn't hate the Jets. He got us in the right track. If he didn't leave, I thought we would win a ring. But, you know, he goes places. He's built them up, takes pride in that, and he kind of moved on to different situations. So, you know, I enjoyed my time with him.
I think fans think that because of one TV show. I forgot what it was, but him and Belichick were in it and they were following him around MetLife and they were talking about the Giants. It was a Giants show and the producer said, "You want to go in the Jets locker room?" And Belichick was like, "No, nah, I don't want to go in the Jets. Who wants to go in the Jets?" And Parcells kind of agreed with him.
Yeah.
But listen,
he Parcells co-signed on something.
Yeah, Belichick was there. It was about Belichick. He's just being a friend right there. I mean, he's a Giant. He started with the Giants, but it's a far cry from hating the Jets. Belichick hates the Jets, not Parcells.
Michael Pieper Jr., Will McDonald, and Jermaine Johnson going to have a huge season. Yeah, I got introduced to Jermaine Johnson at the team hotel last week. He was a big boy, man. He's a big athletic guy, man. And I saw him in college. I saw him on Last Chance U. And I talked to the scout today, Rex.
There he is.
They're bringing him in. They're rotating. He's like, they'll have 10 linemen in, 10 linemen, yeah, edge rushers, and they're just going to rotate them. So these younger, they're going to unleash these young guys, especially
Rex Hogan you were talking to today.
Yeah. So especially if we get leads now, these kids are getting flying off the edge.
Yeah. Well, number one, Rex Hogan stole my hairstyle with that color. And
I'm not taking my hat off, dude. What? Dude, everybody, I'm going to be 50 in like 2 weeks.
Oh,
and I'm upset because I like last 15 years since I retired. I don't remember. So, you know, I played 11 years. There's like 4 or 5 seasons. I can't remember one game, one play.
Was it the early 2000s, I would guess?
In the middle, kind of. It's just, you know, 01, 03, you know what I mean? It's frustrating, but to turn 50 is crazy. But to still be involved with the team after 28 years, I saw Woody and Christopher, and I thanked them, man. I just, you know, like I said in my post, you know, two great owners, numerous coaches, teammates, the fans, my family and friends, just grateful that it's still, this thing's still going, the number 80.
Yeah, listen, it's a legit milestone for sure. And on one hand, you know, we all want to stay young. On the other hand, you're doing well. You know, you're connected with the team. You're talking with the fans. You know, you're on a live show right now. You know, you're doing well. The fan, and hey, if there's any fan base that appreciates an athlete, a former athlete, it's the Jets with you. That's for damn sure.
Well, thank you, and I'm grateful. And we're talking today, like, you see the fans in the stands, different jerseys. Like, you know, Namath is 12, or doesn't know 12, but like you see guys who are even Ring of Honor that, you know, their numbers are out there. Like, you know, it could be a couple players, but like when you see a 80, there's like no doubt who it is in the last almost 30 years. And I was joking with Bruce Harper, tell him I'm a fan. I'm a New York fan. I'm a football fan. And these guys from the past didn't grow up here, so they don't know the history of the franchise and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, 80. I think that was Johnny Lamb Jones back in the day, the last guy that really wore it. He's like, how do you know that? I was like, dude, I always made sure I said hello to the Bruce Harpers, the Martys, the Buttles, the Bobby Jacksons, and even back to like Kenny Schroy. And it's Kenny crazy that there's really not been another 80.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. To this day, MetLife, seeing the jerseys around and seeing the percentage of 80s, it's absurd.
Yeah. Hawk, I'm with you, brother. I'm about to turn 40. I don't remember shit because I'm a stoner. We just keep on keeping on, man. Hey, God bless you, man. It's legal.
Yeah. It's Rogers moved
my glaucoma.
Yeah, Rogers moved just in time for Jersey to legalize it too, by the way.
What else we got? Like I said, 50 is the new 20. Hit the gym. I ain't hitting nothing, man.
I got
my life.
I got to start running again. That's for sure.
Of chocolate peanut butter cup, Ralph's Italian ice before I came on the show. I'm
enjoying
my life.
Now I want to order ice cream, you bastard.
That's a shout out. Ralph's, become a sponsor.
Ralph's is great. There was one question. What do you feel about the offensive line? Something along that nature. Not great right now. I mean, it's not live, so you can't truly evaluate it, but Mitchell's held his own on the right side. They need Dwayne Brown back. Dwayne Brown's going to play left tackle. Mekhi started rotating with Turner, and then Turner's taking it over. Mekhi left practice a few practices ago. Then Salicetti's on a pitch count after saying he was a full go initially. Becton looks great, but it hasn't translated into lighter feet too much. Damian Woody reached out and asked, how's Becton looking? I said, listen, to really pay attention, you got to focus on that one spot when they're practicing. There's no replay. And I just said, nothing terrible, nothing great. I haven't seen lighter, quicker feet, but we'll see. What I'll say that is this, the preseason will determine a lot for Becton, Tippmann, and a lot of the O-linemen, I think.
It's funny, Michael Pupor Jr., Jets defense will be number one this year. Imagine this defense being able to rest on sidelines instead of three and out. This was exactly my conversation with Rex Hogan, that we were so good last year, and we were on the field of defense probably 65%. I mean, it was just
a lot.
There's nothing worse than the defense come getting a short field, big stop, backing them up to get a punt, and we go three and out. The offense, just as they sit down to have some water and take a breather, and then they got to go back out there and keep doing it. They're going to play so many less plays percentage-wise this year. I'm sure our offense is going to go faster. Yeah, they're a top five defense at the very least, if not top three.
Yeah. And look at it and you say, all right, they have the stud corner, best corner in the league, best DB in the league. They have Mosley. They have Quinnen Williams interior. They don't have that stud edge guy like a Von Miller used to be, but like Rex Hogan and you said, they're going to dress nine D linemen on Sundays. Yeah. Like Will McDonald and Huff on passing downs, Jermaine Johnson and Lawson splitting time on one side, JFM and Clemens outside and base, inside and sub. It's absurd. They have a million guys. They just need one or two to really step up.
Someone's going to step up that you don't know about. It could be Jermaine Johnson coming back. They said he's, a second year in this defense, and the McDonald kid. I don't really focus on that, but I don't know how
he's McDonald's doing. He's okay. I mean, he's really small. That's one thing. He's a speed guy. The third and fives might be tricky sometimes, because if I'm an offensive coordinator and he's in there, I'm running straight at him on that first try. But he's looked okay. He's a rookie. Give him some time. He's looked okay.
Dave Albertson, don't forget about Cook coming.
Oh, that's right.
Listen, it could be a 1-year deal. Oh, somebody asked me earlier. I don't remember who said it. Is it Super Bowl or bust in the next 2-3 years? It's always Super Bowl or bust. But I talked to other guys. The fact that we're keeping the same head coach, GM, management in place and building this from the draft, other teams have done this in free agency, is how you build a team that can last a little bit.
Yeah.
It's young, a blend of young and old, but people are like, oh, we don't need a Dalvin Cook. If you can get him on a 1-year trial or 2 years, you got a guy coming in who could run for 1,500 yards. Is this the guy you're going to spell for Breece Hall or vice versa? Oh my God, dude.
Yeah. My thing is, as long as it doesn't hurt the cap next year, why not?
Dude, is he 28 years old, Cook?
Yeah, he's 28. He's a veteran. He's the greatest pass blocker. He's okay. Michael Carter has, listen, Breece Hall, they're taking it so slow with him. He might not start the season as an active player. We don't know. So, if that's the case, Dalvin, you want Dalvin and Zonovan, Michael Carter, and then Izzy. You got four.
Yeah.
You need bodies there. And as long as it doesn't hurt the cap next year, go for it.
Yeah. Like I said, not saying like sometimes with receivers and fifth tight ends and this and that, sometimes they're line fillers. I understand that. Maybe I was the line filler just for the, lean when people are a little nicked up, this and that. So, if they could bring these guys who have injuries along slowly, it seems like Vera Tucker is right back in there, but
yeah,
this is like a perfect reason you don't go back out there and get the flashy new toy and then have no depth because you spent all your money. We got depth, and like, this is good. It's a slow process in training camp.
And why not give Breece a mentor, a guy who's been there, who's done it? you know, the whole room, the running back room is young. So why not?
Bobby Woodruff, Highway and Corbett, you were an answer on Good Morning Football today.
Oh, really? What was the question?
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah. Who was Bill Parcells' favorite player to break balls?
Yeah. Hey, I see that Aaron's cap number this year is less than Zach Wilson's.
Yes, it is. And remember the whole Derek Carr versus Aaron Rodgers talk decision? And right. I maybe, dare I say, fans were more on the Carr train, over 50%.
Right.
Look at Rodgers. He's going to play more than 1 year. He's going to play at least two. He's given up money. His cap hit is less than Wilson's. I mean, it's folks, you know, the ayahuasca, the off-field stuff, the joking around, the conspiracy. I don't care what Rodgers' personality is. What I know about him is he's competitive. He's a stingy, competitive bastard, and he wants to win, and he works hard, and he's an athlete. And you don't get to his position in the NFL without being that, and that's what he is. So
listen, this guy, like I said, he's hungry. He's all these MVPs and Super, whatever it is. This guy's got something to prove, and he knows if he wins in New York,
legend,
that just solidifies just his standing in the greatest quarterbacks there is. Not he has that anyway.
But it takes him to another level, like Peyton Manning with Denver.
Yeah, you do this in New York. It's going to be scary because we didn't even win. And when we were doing good and making the playoffs and going deep in the playoffs, like how we were treated in New York, at least how I know I was treated special.
Yeah, I agree. Wayne, are you going to the Hall of Fame induction with Klecko? And you making the trip to Canton next week?
No, I'm not. I'm not going out there.
Yeah, I'm not either.
My son's about to leave for training camp. Not too long, so spend time with him. And I was at the field training with him a little embarrassing, but
training with him. Oh, with your son? With your son?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's a dog again, staring out the window.
Hey, at least she's using the back part of the. Yeah, we're talking about you. She heard.
Yeah. So it's nice to just get out there and throw the ball around a little bit. Made me miss it today. I actually wanted to. They're just doing pat and go, and you know they're just warming up, running little fade routes. And I was right there, and I was like, I would kill to go out there and just catch some passes. But
yeah, the juices start flowing, right? The juices start flowing. Just you want to bust out.
Yeah, I'm running with my son. Just teach him how to hand fight. You know, going down the field, 100 yards is fine jogging, but when I'm fighting his young ass and trying to strip the ball and this and that. Mm-hmm. It brings back memories, but and do what I, like I said, do what I can do to kind of like stay, keep my brain going, my body going.
Yep. All right. Let's wrap this puppy up.
One more Jets. David Albertson. Does your son listen to his dad as much as mine does? Listen, my son, you know, he plays a Catholic. He's going to be a sophomore. You know, he is number 88, you know, he's 80 in high school, you know, he's his own man. People know he's my son. He goes out there and making a name for himself. He listens. I don't overcoach him. But yeah, you know, he listens. He's a good kid. He listens as much as he can. And I send him little like clips from Twitter from like this game or that game, just to let him know, you know, I'm still what I was, but,
Yeah, listen to the wisdom, please, you know, don't ignore the wisdom.
Right. Go ahead, Robbie, wrap it up.
All right. Yeah. Jets, Browns next week, Canton, I believe it's next week already, right? Thursday. So right around the corner, folks, it's here. Klecko, Revis going to the Hall of Fame game. So we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll jump on Monday and preview the, Canton game, or I don't know. Maybe we talked about this in the past, hopping on live while the game's on. That would be pretty cool because we won't get too many opportunities for that being at the games ourselves. But we'll see. We'll let you all know. For now, go to jetsxfactor.com and subscribe using discount code 80. Get a free 8x10 autographed Wink or Bet picture. And rate and review us on iTunes. That's the best thing you could do. We recently signed a deal with Odyssey. which owns WFAN. So we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff with other shows. And I think WFAN is going to do some stuff with us as well. So their social media team. So we'll see what comes of that as well. And obviously pay attention to Blewett. Blewett was on earlier today. Cool Your Jets. I hopped on Cool Your Jets earlier today. That should be out later tonight or tomorrow morning. And, you know, next 2 days are off days. So the Jets will be back Sunday.
Yeah. Great show. I know we were a little longer today. We had more people with comments. I love that.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, we could stay on longer as long as we have the time. Anytime there. We'll do it.
She's just like that. So funny, man. This is great. Yeah. I love talking to fans. So I'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. So we'll check you later.
All right.